Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Santana bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with Joe Muse. Joseph Muse has been a member of our brain trust now for a dozen years, founder and president of Business GPS. Put an LLC and a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. Joe, thanks again for being here. What else do we need to know? What else can we do as a Main Street small business to make sure people do business with us? One thing I'd like to start off with is we can't hide our light under a bushel. You know, the old field of dreams, a fantasy. You know, if you build it, they'll come. That was true before the internet. But now people have 1,000 offers coming to them on the magic wand in their hand every day. And 999 of them aren't from you. So who do you think is going to win that if you don't fight for yourself? What do you think, Joe?
I agree, of course, 100%. And I think that gets to a little bit of what you were saying before the break is communication. The small business owner has got to be out there communicating with his clients, his neighborhood. This is who we are. This is what we offer. And here's the value proposition, why you need to drive down the street, why you need to call, come in and see us, because you're going to get so much more than what you're going to get with three clicks.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, it's not fair for you and me to beat up or browbeat or encourage or cajole customers to do business with small businesses if the local small business isn't doing their part to meet them halfway. You know, I always say that opportunity doesn't knock on your door. It knocks on your fence out by the yard, by the street. You got to get out of your house. You got to go out on the street and meet it in the middle of the road. That's where opportunity knocks. It knocks on your gate at the front. And so we have to talk to small business owners about that. And what is the experience? In the previous hour, Deb Calvert was here talking about people expecting experience. And I'll give you one example of an experience. I don't ask for a lot when I give somebody my money, but I do. I have one expectation, and this is non-negotiable. I expect you to say thank you. If I hand you my hard-earned money, I expect you to say thank you. And too many people, including small business owners, don't do that. And I think that's the cardinal sin of the marketplace. What do you think?
I agree. You know, small business owners sometimes get into business because they know a particular product or a particular service, but they're not business-trained or business-oriented. Right. But the ones that are trained, they to come back to your point, nothing beats the experience of working with a good small business. The human interaction, the connection, the, as you said, the thank you, nothing beats that. And that creates a loyalty amongst individuals. So it works so much better. But, yeah, to your point, some business owners don't see it, don't get it. The other thing that I think about, Jim, is we talked about Amazon earlier. So just to come back to that point, you've got a lot of small businesses literally working for Amazon. Amazon's taking 30%. Imagine a third of the price is going to Amazon. Now, how is a small business going to ever thrive that way? And then, by the way, if you're a restaurant, you're giving up a third to DoorDash and, Postmates, mm-hmm. et cetera. So then the restaurants are working for the big tech company as well. Pretty soon we're going to be having just everybody working for big corporations to deliver these products. And then we're going to wake up in 5 years and wonder, hey, What happened to my local businesses? I wish I had local businesses around.
And that critical mass is starting to become critical mass right now, even as we speak. The influence of all the big tech companies, Facebook, Google, Amazon, all those big tech companies, that critical mass is starting to become evident right now in the influence that they have on many levels of our lives. No corporation, no sector has ever had the influence potential of these companies, and I don't know anybody who thinks that they have our best interests at heart, or that they're even American companies anymore. What do you think?
The person I would count on to have my best interest, if I had to count on somebody, would be my neighbor. Would be somebody in my neighborhood hiring local people and whose tax dollars went to my community. If I had to count on somebody, that's who I would count on. I wouldn't count on some large corporation. All they're going to care about is trying to squeeze every dollar out until it's dry.
And, you know, one of the things that I've been pointing out all this year is when a small business collapses, a family collapses. Maybe if they have employees, maybe that many more families. And it's not your obligation to keep a business open. But as a member of a community, I think it's part all of our obligations to give those people a shot, at least if they try to get our businesses. Joe, I need your website one more time. Tell us what you do over there.
Sure. BusinessGPSLLC.com. And we help businesses right the ship. We help them strengthen themselves financially and ultimately prosper and grow.
Sounds good, folks. Please check that out. Joe's the real deal. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassie. Game, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.